The situation is very critical on the ground, having the fact that especially the coastal areas of Somalia have been neglected politically in the past in terms of development, infrastructures, and other social aspects. In the tsunami wave have complicated and aggravated a precarious situation whereby the coastal people were neglected. They have suffered from different natural calamities, and now even their livelihood is absolutely compromised, especially the fishery sector. In fact, the fishing boats, the fishing nets, and the refrigerators have been swept away by the tidal wave. The Puntland authorities, they certified there are a lot of internally displaced people. Some of them, they are still in very remote areas, and all of them are living in a very precarious condition in areas where they have no any infrastructure or facilities on the ground.
You say that many of these people are inland, very hard to reach. How are you reaching them? Are you using helicopters or other type of aircraft that can reach these people?
I would like to take this opportunity to thank the U.S. government and the German government for the great effort done by the German Army personnel in collaboration and under the coordination of the U.S. Army base in Djibouti. They have saved 100 people. They have distributed food and water that have been provided by some of the UN agencies.
I understand that one of the most immediate problems are waterborne diseases.
All the few existing wells have been submerged by the seawater. Therefore, the displaced people have used this water for cooking their foods, and now they are suffering from diarrhea, and there is a very strong fear of an outbreak of cholera.
And what's being done to stem that?
Not as such has been provided due to the very poor infrastructure. In fact, all the area is in a very remote area. The road network is almost non-existent. And therefore, we are again appealing to the international community to provide an important logistic support in terms of clean water supply, in medical care, and especially as soon as possible, what is needed is new wells to be digged, because this is the best way to provide clean water.
The tsunami crisis in Puntland comes, ironically, after a very long period of drought. What is the effect of the combined experience of drought and this tidal wave on the community?
A part of the physical damage in terms of heavy loss of human lives and properties, there is a psychological impact, because those two calamities, one in extreme to the other, it's not a common phenomenon in believers' people. But some of them are telling us maybe it's a punishment of God for all the sufferings and what have been caused by the long civil war. So as you can see, whenever there is a phenomenon, a natural phenomenon that cannot be described by people through a scientific knowledge, then of course the ultimate ratio is to say a God punishment. Of course it's not a God punishment, thank God. Some of it is also a man-made calamity, both the long drought and when it comes, for example, the tsunami wave. Since the country has been destroyed by the civil war, we don't have any alert system in place. Therefore, people cannot be alerted on time.
Your government, the interim government of Somalia, is based in Nairobi. Is it difficult to provide relief to these victims being based in Nairobi? It is speculated in the press that you may be moving to Somalia, perhaps within the next year. Would that make it easier to provide for the quake victims?
The government is already coordinating with the international agencies in order to avoid any overlapping or similar situation. As soon as the new cabinet will receive the vote of confidence from the parliament, the new Somali institutions will start the relocation task back into Somalia.
The Somali Prime Minister Ali Mohamed Gedi canceled a planned visit to the region last weekend. It would have been his first to Somalia since his appointment from Kenya. Why did Mr. Gedi cancel his trip?
First of all, the Somali government is not in exile because the new Somali institutions are out of the two-year-long reconciliation conference held in Nairobi. Therefore, the reason why His Excellency the Prime Minister postponed his mission to Somalia is due to accelerate the formation of the cabinet. And in fact, we are expecting the new cabinet to be formed before the end of this weekend.
Do we have any idea when you may relocate to Somalia?
As soon as possible. Yesterday, the African Union Peace and Security Council have made an important political deliberation, agreeing by principle to send an AU peacekeeping force to Somalia. And next week, the Somali government will sign an important protocol for the creation of the CMC, the Coordination Monitoring Committee, jointly chaired by the Somali government and the international community.